Erev Tov, Shavua Tov. I want to share with you what I spoke about today in the Beit Knesset, Parashat Ki Tavo. We are 9 days away from Rosh Hashanah, Shnat Tavshin Pei Bet. The Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tet Zayin, asks the following fundamental and basic question. Lama Toki'in B'Rosh Hashanah? Why do we blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah? To which the Gemara answers, Lama Toki'in Rachmana Amra? The Torah commanded us. It says, Yom Teruah, Zichron Teruah. So the Gemara continues its discussion and rephrases the question, Lama Toki'in B'Yeshiva U'Ve'Amida? Why do we blow the shofar twice? We blow the shofar before Musaf. These are called the Tikiot Dimyushav, the Tikiot that historically we used to sit for. And then we blow the shofar during the Musaf, which are Tikiot Dimumad. These are the shofar blowing that we do when we're standing. Why do we have two sets of shofar blowing? And the Gemara answers, Kedei la'arbei v'tasatan. We do this in order to confuse the Satan. What is the Satan doing? So commentaries explain the Satan is mikatreg. The Satan is leveling accusations, marshaling arguments against the Jewish people and trying to say to Hashem, don't listen to their shofar blowing. Don't accept their tshuva. Don't accept their tefillot. Reject them. They don't deserve your compassion and they don't deserve atonement. Now, from a rational standpoint, it's hard to understand this notion of a Satan. But I think we can understand it as follows. When we blow the first set of tkiot and shruot, we're doing that because we're commanded to according to the Torah. And so there's nothing exciting about it, and there's nothing novel about it, and that doesn't really capture any unique commitment or dedication on our side. Because we have to do it, we're following a commandment in the Torah. Checklist, check it off. But when we blow the second set of shofar blowing, that suggests that we are taking initiative, that we are leaning in, that we are investing ourselves, that we want to do more and go beyond what the Torah demands of us. And so when we blow the shofar the second time, that really confuses the Satan. That pushes him out of his, that makes him feel unstable. And so he runs away, b'bihilut, he runs away, he's confused and he trembles and he doesn't know what to do. Well, the Jewish people clearly want this. They desire tshuva. They desire to reach out to Hashem with their shofar blowing. And this is me'arbevet ha-satan, this confuses the Satan. Now this year, Shnat Tavshin Pei Bet, we need to do a lot more kedei le'arbevet ha-satan. Why do we need to do this? Because we're sitting ducks. Because we've been at home for most of the year. And we haven't engaged fully in the way that we may have in the past. Our learning is struggling, our davening. We're in a tough place. We're distressed. We're frustrated. We're concerned about the future. And so it's tough to find time and patience and focus for Avodat Hashem. So we are sitting ducks. And so we need to do more la'arbev et ha-satan. I want to suggest three things that we can do. Number one is showing up. We have to show up. We have to show up in shul. We have to show up for slichot. There's a story about two old friends who meet each other in the street. One of them has become very wealthy, and he's doing very well financially, and he sees his friend. He says, how you doing? He says, well, I'm not doing so well. I lost my job. I'm in debt. I need some help. So the wealthy friend says, come to my office tomorrow, and I'm going to help you out. He's sitting in his office. The guy's a no-show, doesn't show up. But that very same day, he sees the friend again walking in the street. He says, what happened? He says, oh, I'll come tomorrow. The wealthy guy's sitting in his office the next day, ready to write that check. The guy doesn't show. This happens again a third time. They said they're going to meet up. The guy doesn't show a third time. The meaning of this mashal, the nimshal here, is that if we're asking Hashem for forgiveness, we're asking Him for atonement, we're asking Him to remember us, then we have to show up. We have to show up. And Baruch Hashem, with all the boosters and with all the precautions that we take, vaccines and with davening with social distancing, I feel very confident that we can be in shul now and daven b'kavana and daven with our community. And that's what we need to do. Number one is we need to show up. Number two is that we need to preempt the accusations of the Satan. And the way that we can do that is by taking some extra initiative before Rosh Hashanah. Take that machzor off the shelf, dust it off now, don't wait till Rosh Hashanah. Start looking through it, start studying the tefillot, take a sefer off the shelf, start learning a little bit about tshuva, the Rambam's Hilchot Tshuva, there's so many amazing sefarim. Go to the bookstore, go buy yourself something, and take joy in studying something new and getting your mind ready for the Amim Naraim. And the third thing we can do, and I think this is the most important, is we need to find a place. We need to be joy. We need to be happy. We need to be joyous about the upcoming Amim Naraim. We have to be excited. We're very blessed here in Medinat Yisrael. You know, in Australia, they literally canceled the Amim Naraim. There are no minyanim. There are no tefillot in the Batei Knesset. And Baruch Hashem, we are able to daven b'minyan with our kehilot. Okay, we have masks and it's a little bit different than other years. But this is such an important thing. We have to be so thankful for this. In this week's parasha, Ki Tavo, at the end of the long list of rebuke and punishments the Jewish people are told they're going to receive, Moshe Rabbeinu gives the ultimate explanation of why we receive these tochachot. And he says, Tacha d'shelo avadeta et Hashem elokecha besimcha uvetuv levav merov kol. Because you didn't worship Hashem with happiness, with joy. Therefore, when everything was good, when you had everything, therefore, all these klalot and tochachot are being brought upon you. What does this mean? Two different explanations. Rashi explains that when things were good, we didn't appreciate everything that we had, and therefore Hashem brings upon us punishment in order to arouse us and to wake us up and to shake us a little bit. Rabbeinu Bachya and the Rambam in Hilchot Sukkah explain that differently, that they, along with the fulfillment of every mitzvah, we have to be, you know, rejoice in every mitzvah. There's a kiyum of joy and simcha whenever we perform a mitzvah. And I think that this year of all years, when we're distressed and we're frustrated and we're confused and we don't know what the future is going to bring, we have to enter the Yamim Noraim b'simcha with happiness, with a smile on our face. We have to be hopeful. We have to be optimistic. We have to have emunah. We have to appreciate and relish the fact that we could be in the Beit Knesset and sing the beautiful tunes of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and daven together as a community, even if it's in slightly smaller groups and even if it's with a mask, which could be annoying. Nonetheless, we have so much to be thankful for. Even if we have less than years past, we still have so much. And so the principle of Tachad Asher Lo Avadeta Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Levav applies this year just like it does and it has in many years past. Bezrat Hashem, if we take initiative now, we will truly confuse the Satan. We have 9 days left till Rosh Hashanah. Tonight we'll recite Slichot. We'll sing. We have a concert for Slichot tonight. Bezrat Hashem, everyone will be there. Let's do our best. Let's lean in. Let's take a step forward. Kedei la'arbeiv et ha-Satan and to get ready for the Amim Noraim and Bezrat Hashem. Shiyu kol tefilatenu l'ratzon. Hashem will hear our tefilot. Hashem will listen to our tefilot. Everybody will be written in the book of life, the Sefer HaChaim, Tichatevu, V'Teichatemu, Shavua Tov, L'Kulam.